So thank you very much for the introduction. My name is Negi. Well, 2010, December, and the fourth quarter, both numbers will be shared. But the presentation, specifically, I would like to highlight on the numbers for the fourth quarter. Well, first of all, in the fourth quarter, in terms of the actuals, in terms of net sales, it's flat, and also minus 16% for the operating income. So this is slightly above the expectation that we have shared. The sales is exceeding 400 million, and the revenue is about 200 million. And so one of the result of that is in Europe, in terms of few tens of thousands, 200 millions of yen. We have contracted some of the business for one time, and this is only a one-time effect that we have seen. And below, if you will, without the exchange rate effect, the sales is 5%. And dollar base, well, this is something that we always comparison with the two competitors. This is as a reference, 8% in terms of the net sales and minus 9% in terms of operating income. Well, plus 8%, as you can see on this number, semantics is plateau with the merchant acquisition of VeriSign. So with that, in terms of plus 5%, we have achieved the highest performance on a dollar basis. And sales and also exchange rate, the expectation slightly have exceeded the sales. APAC center, we have turned to positive. And of course, in the human resources, European related headcounts also has been on the cost side. And also by region, well, on the next slide, without the influence of FX, a plus 12% for Japan, and North America is minus 9 and plus 6% for Europe. And in terms of North America, we also have numbers on the books. It's, of course, there are some time lags that has been achieved, but for the fourth quarter, I think North America has shown quite a positive result. And this is analysis of the influence of the foreign exchange. And this is something that we have shown you in the previous quarter. What are some of the effects that we have seen on the foreign exchange? Well, this is, for us, the lowest number is the second quarter in 2010. We have seen up growth. And as we have reported last time, I think we would be hovering around this area. 2011, 5% plus minus growth is, I think, that we will be able to expect at this current situation. And also sales by per segmentation, plus 8 for consumer, plus minus 4% for all enterprise. This is based on yen. So, of course, it's not that all the enterprises' business are turned into negative. Overall, by country, minus 4% for enterprise, and consumer is much higher, plus 8%. Share by region, based on yen denominated, and also in terms of sales, it was two-digit, so the share of Japan is increasing, as you can see. This is booking, plus 2% for Japan, and also minus 6% for North America. Europe is minus 24%. And again, with the inclusive of the FX, North America and Europe, on the local currency, is plus 12%. And I think in North America, it's a two-digit booking for several quarters. So therefore, in terms of content of the business, it was so-called a strategic product. In the presentation, we'd like to dive into the details of the strategic product. But for us, as a company, a strategic focus has been realized in terms of this number and achievement. So that's what we feel at this moment. So this is the transition for the deferred revenue, and also deferred revenue by region. I'd just like to omit this, and also the cost. The cost, as you can see, is flat in terms of the transition, and there's a slight increase here, but accounting-wise, there are some effect. But next quarter, I don't think there will be any much change in terms of cost structure overall. and booking and also the cash flow, regarding cash flow. Well, in terms of previous quarter on quarter, the payment of tax has been extended, and there has been some cash flow that has been impacted. And as we have predicted at that time, this is only a one-time effect. So therefore, it has returned to normal. In other words, one quarter, 8 billion to 9 billion, in other words. The fourth quarter highlight. Well, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of the booking two-digit growth, in terms of the recovery in North America and the strategic product, meaning on the strategic product, I think we have been looking into virtualization, cloud security. We have seen increase in terms of negotiation. For the fourth quarter, this, I think, are the two biggest development that we have seen. On the other hand, we have the low light, the price competition. Is still very severe at this moment in time, and this is the current product, centered on the current product, and also the sales cycle has been prolonged, especially the so-called strategic product is solution selling. It's quite complicated in terms of the environment that I've been utilized. So the product of that nature, because of that complex environment to sell successfully through the negotiation, we need to analyze the customer environment and also the security-related environment, the trends. So therefore, when we need to study this in thorough manner, the sales cycle tends to be slightly long. So this quarter, we may not be able to close all the open deals. So that is where we stand today. And the OEM, especially in terms of the deals, the global OEM, we have global OEM, and we would like to also like to have lowered, underperformed our expectations.
We have not increased headcount that much, and so there's hardly any change here. As for non-operating items, there is the FX loss. And in regard to this loss of 420 million, as the yen appreciates, then we have the local currency as cash. And so whether it should be done immediately or whether it goes gradually, there are choices we have to make. But our thinking is that if everything is on a yen denominated basis, and we convert it, and then if we have a depreciation of the yen, then this would mean that it would not be evident in the yen P&L, but for the shareholders, there would be questions arising as to why a conversion to yen was carried out. So we will continue to hold on to local currency, and there will be some FX losses occasionally occurring, but we will continue with this stance. And I have no comments for the balance sheet. And in regard to the CD which we hold, if we depreciate everything, then this is what remains at the end of March. Then if the total amount is redeemed, then this is what we expect. And currently, it's about 500 million yen plus. So if we continue like this, then there may be some extraordinary profits generated here. I mentioned about FX losses, and this is what is evident on the balance sheet. But in order to more clearly show this, we have prepared this slide. And we're looking at the current cash, and it's about 7.4 billion latent losses. And we have no intention of converting everything to Japanese yen, so this will not immediately emerge. But if we continue to see this level of the yen conversion rate, then this will start to appear on the PL. And if there is depreciation of the yen, then this will be eliminated. So therefore, in regard to the FX factor, if we continue as we do now in the exchange rates, then we will see this impact emerge soon. This is the annual numbers, and in our case, it's just a simple sum of the quarterly numbers, and so there's no particular comments that I have to make in this regard. So we'd like to move forward several slides forward, and what you're probably interested in is this one. This was the the sales according to the exchange rates of fiscal 2005. Now, it's difficult to understand about the net sales, what would be the impact without the FX. And, but if we look at this on a FY 2005 basis, then there was the Lehman shock that occurred around here. And we've mentioned this before, but I think that this makes it more easier to understand. Next is the dividends. And this is the payout. And it's 60% of the net income, and we have the stock options. And if we make the calculations, then it would be 70 yen dividend per share. Unfortunately, this is down 23% on a year-on-year basis. For our shareholders, we must have cash provided. And so naturally, the shareholders will be asking about this decline. And on a total basis, though, this is what we have been looking at for our shareholders. Now, in the dividends or a buyback, there is can only be done according to what is available for us. And we focused on dividends last year. Meanwhile, from the investors, there are questions about the fact that we should buy back our shares. And so therefore, we decided to go back to the levels of 2009, and we intend to carry out buyback. As for the timing, that has not yet been decided. But if possible, we want to cover this gap with a buyback. And it was 12.6 billion last year. So at least up to that level, we would like to do it for this year as well. Finally, the forecast assumptions for Q1. In Japan, it will be a positive 10% growth, and US and Europe will be down by around 10%. And there may be the FX factor. It's 80 yen to the dollar as opposed to 90 yen last year. So, and also, it's 126 yen to the euro last year as opposed to 112 yen this year. And so, there's still a high yen. But in the first, I think that for the first quarter, this is the factor. But for the whole year, we believe that in North America and Europe, it will return to previous levels and will continue on a single-digit basis in Japan, so that ultimately, if we look at this without the FX impact, then we're looking at a growth of 5%. But when it comes to Q1, this is what we have, and it'll be net sales down 1% and operating income down 2%. So that was a brief presentation on my part. And if there are questions, I will take your questions at the Q&A session. Thank you very much.